Welcome back to Let's Get Local here on this fine Saturday, May 21st. May 24th is the big day of the Local Leadership Conference from Dayton by Local. The first, we hope, of an annual conference. That's the goal. But let's see. I think this first one's going to be fantastic. Megan and Megan Stern from DBL and I are focusing on that today and talking about the panelists. You've heard about a number of the speakers here in the last handful of weeks on the program if you've been listening. If you haven't, you can always go back to the podcasted versions and check out Keena Atkinson, Drew Gelfi, also Denise Jess, who's going to blow people away. So I'm really excited about all of them and this panel. Megan, when we looked at the conference and we talked about a panel discussion, I know you had a lot of intrigue and thought there into, and you put a lot of time into that too, bringing feedback into how do we shape this? What should we do with it? How is it going to be most beneficial to the community, but also leaders and business owners in the Madison area? Tell people a little bit more about that process and your thoughts on that.
Thank you. This is a pretty big passion of mine, and that is what drove me to work at Dayton by Local. Is I grew up in a family of small business owners. My dad was. I have four siblings, and all of them are self-employed, own their own businesses. I'm the only one that does not, but I find that serving the small business owners works way better for me. The diversity and the responsibilities a little fits my personality better. But you know, when you grow up with that and you work with small business after small business, and I've worked with many nonprofits and that sort of environment, you hear the same messages and you hear the same concerns over and over again. And it doesn't matter the industry. Everyone goes through the same, and they're bigger or smaller, they're all relative, but the challenges are similar with all businesses. And I think the more that we can create an environment where we all feel supported and all the businesses realize they're not alone, like anything in life, if you know you're not alone, it's so much easier. And I guess the panel was kind of born out of that, and it just fed off of the major part of the presentations about values and just led into, this is six different speakers on our panel, and that's six different industries, kind of all the major industries, and to share what is common, but how individually they can cope and deal with it and find their own value system within that. And so this is just a huge passion kind of project for me, and I'm hoping what comes out of it is a lot more conversations like this, some coffee talk series where people can join together and talk about these really more dead on, like, okay, how do I actually get up and go to work every day when I'm worried about this, for example? So that's kind of how that started. And then we just, the goal was to look for people who are doing it well. And so pretty much everyone in Dayton by Local is doing it well. So that's a hard task to do. But we, some just kind of stand out, or we knew or wanted to know better. So that's how we reached out, and we tried to get one from, like I said, as many industries as we could.
I think it's, you talk about the strength of the membership and so many people, living their life's passion. And whenever I talk to people on this program and we feature them on the show, that's what you hear about. And we always try to get into that because, there can be so many different businesses that are competing, but what are customers going to remember? They're going to remember the person. Yeah. And how do you identify yourself or individualize yourself and separate yourself is by, being true to who you are. And I think that think there's freedom in that. I think there's success in that. And if you reach that level, I think it's just a whole another way to live your professional life. And I think it's really satisfying and gratifying. And people are going to talk about that at the conference too. So really excited to hear all that.
Absolutely.
It's going to be good stuff. So again, the tickets are on sale right now. People can go to DayneByLocal.com. Megan, tell people should we go over kind of the run through of the day? Do you have that, or you want me to do that?
No, I can do that.
Okay.
Actually, the conference starts at 10 a.m. However, the doors will open at 9:30 because this is also, as almost Dayton by Local events are, hopefully a really positive networking experience. So if you get there at 9:30, you get registered, you get coffee, you have time to kind of stand around and talk with people. We are encouraging masks as we continue to move forward and spend more time together in more intimate groups. And then kicking off the day will be our keynote speaker from Drew Gelfi, which you've talked about, and then we're going to insert a little networking break. So Drew talks, and then we get a networking break, and then we have Kina talk, and then we get a catered lunch in there. And we're going to be out at Holy Wisdom Monastery, which, despite it sounding like a religious experience, that's not the goal, and that's not how we're utilizing the space. It is a beautiful space that they have opened to the community, and they want it to be used. They want people to come there and see its beauty and enjoy it. And so the lunch will be in one of their beautiful dining rooms overlooking some gorgeous landscape. Then after lunch, we're going to have a brief recognitions from Colin Murray, who is our executive director at Dane by Local. Then we hear from Denise Jess, who you've been talking about. And I think we keep overlooking the fact that you, Jason, are also going to be a speaker, and you're talking about your own kind of passion, which is core-based communication, and how you've kind of found a way to venture off on your own, in your own right. And so I'm excited that we get to hear from you, and then you are moderating the panel. And so I think that that's it. We're ending the day with our panel, which you are going to be moderating, and I'll be supporting you with that. So I think, did I cover everything?
You got it all. It's a great day. I just wanted to clarify, you know, so again, we know there's no county mandate or city mandate, but the facility, Holy Wisdom, is requiring masks worn in the facility at this time. So we just wanted to clarify that. But again, hey, it's a couple years in, and we should all be used to that. And we're just trying to protect our friends as we get together. So mm-hmm. that should be no issues with that. There is an opportunity to purchase a virtual ticket if you're not comfortable with that situation. And you can join us for everything except lunch through that virtual ticket. So, yeah, that's it, Megan. It's going to be a great day. Again, Tuesday, the 24th, head to danebylocal.com. Thanks so much for your time, Megan, and filling us in and talking
Thank
me
you.
Through with the panel. We're looking forward
All
to
right,
Tuesday. Have a great rest of your Saturday, Megan. We'll see you on Tuesday, okay?
See ya.